Hello.
Hello.
Man, you're early. What the fuck?
I am. I knew we were pressed for time, so I'm such a professional,
Well,
I
I got
figured.
at least an hour and a half. I'm just
Ooh.
gonna work the afternoon. I'm too
Okay.
tired, man. I'm hitting the
Hit the
point of
wall.
no, yeah, hitting the wall.
I understand.
Yesterday, I couldn't even put in a full day. I'm just gone.
Yeah, that happens. And when you get to that point, it's like you're wasting more time being there than like your time isn't productive anymore. And sometimes it's negatively productive because you screw things up.
Yeah, especially now that I'm older.
That's right.
I get tired more.
Sure.
I
Yeah.
have to go to the bathroom and get my previews.
Okay.
So,
You'll still
what?
be online, right?
No, I'm still online. I'm in the bathroom if you hear the echo.
Sounds good. You should record in there.
My potty bat. Well, I might have to. I had cereal this morning.
We're pressed for time, so no time for breaks.
Yeah, because so if you hear something, I'll try to hit the mute button, but
Yeah, no promises.
yeah, that lactose intolerance.
I mean, you're talking about like what we talked about on the show before, like working long hours now versus working long hours when we were in our 20s and early 30s, and the difference.
Well, then you had like the stamina. Now it's just like I'm driving home at like 9 p.m. and I don't know, man. It's dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about the.
I'm just mentally exhausted and
Yeah,
kind
just
of
well,
physically exhausted.
I even have that like sometimes if I'm working and I have a particularly brutal day, like by the end of the day, it may even be like early, but if my brain is like totally gone, I'm like, forget it, I'm going home. Done. There's no point in me being here. I'm not doing anything. I'm not productive anymore. I'm passive
Yeah, I'm hoping
productivity.
this is only like another week or two, and then I
Ooh.
am at least hitting so many hours that they're giving me some comp time, which means that I'm getting some time back.
Wow.
Which means that, man, when this ends, I'm taking at least a day off and I'm just gonna sleep.
Yeah, so also they're gonna give you like a couple extra days off, days to take. Well, that's good. It's not worth brutalizing yourself,
No, I'd rather
but it's
have.
something.
I mean, I think when you're younger, you're all have the money in sight and you have like other motivations. But when you're older, I think that, what do they call it? Personal time or
Quality of life.
work-life balance is much
Yeah.
more important than when you're younger. Like it really is. Like you need it. Your body needs it. Your brain needs it. Just like it just needs more time.
Yeah, I remember when I was back, it was probably how old? Yeah, I was in my 20s. And we were working, man, we were working such hours for like months on end. We were working ridiculous weeks. I didn't care. I was happy because I was making money.
But I think it's too because you came out of college and you were doing it. You know what I mean? Like you were studying till all hours of the night.
Yeah,
You
you're used to
were on
crazy
4 hours
hours.
of sleep, not 8 hours or 7 hours. Like I've been averaging like I don't know, 5.5 to 6 because I can't sleep past 4. Or else my mind just I'll sit there and toss and turn. So what I've been trying to do is like I'll just get up at 4:30. I'll try to read a comic book and then I'll watch a CW show on get on the elliptical and then go to work.
Yeah, so your downtime is in the morning instead of in the evening.
And then I take Harley for a walk and then I go to work, but So all my exercises in the morning too.
least you're getting that in.
Yeah. You know,
Because.
right before we recorded, I was reading Wizard Magazine number 63.
Ah, wonderful.
Yes, and there's some awesome articles in here. Like this is when like things mattered, like news really mattered. It wasn't like Bleeding Cool where it's rumored or you know what I mean? It was more factual.
That was
People
probably
actually talked to the
because,
creators and you got more
yeah.
facts.
And I think, I don't know when that issue came out, but that might have been bef was that before the internet? The issue pre-internet.
Yes, I mean they're advertise they're talking about Spider-Man games for the Genesis, so it's pretty
Yeah.
old.
Because back then, I mean, that basically was the internet, right? The f content you'd find online
You
wasn't.
might have had like AOL or Prodigy at this time.
Yeah.
I
Oh, just,
don't
yeah,
know,
just the
but
start message boards and stuff.
yeah.
And boards.
But
So
it
the
had
content that's in a magazine is going to be called out. It's not going to be just today's rumor, right? Because
Yeah.
it's going to be stuff they've been working on for a while. And
Yeah, it's
I mean,
like
then.
you know, they probably work on these like 3 months in advance or you know what I mean? They
Not that there weren't a lot of rumors in like comic scene for like movies, upcoming movies that never came
Yeah.
out.
Yeah. Well, this one had a article with Liefeld leaving Image and it was very cool because it played along with that documentary we saw. It's just weird how Liefeld's like I chose to leave and everybody at Image knew that they were going to fire him the same day he resigned. Like he sent a re representative to the hotel to resign before they were going to fire him.
Yeah.
And here's some interesting quotes. Todd McFarlane says, "I believe that in life you reap what you sow. It's now harvest time for Rob." Jim Lee says, "Will Image be weaker without Rob? I doubt it. Will it be stronger? That's up to the remaining Image partners to decide and think we're up for the challenge." Eric Larson says, "He pulled a Richard Nixon. Nixon resigned as he was going to be kicked out, and Rob was going to be kicked out." Jim Valentino says, "It's pretty difficult for me on a lot of levels personally because I feel like I've lost one of my dearest friends, and that's really tough to take." So he's the only one that really had a
Connection
hard time, it seems like. And then Mark
with
Silvestri
Father
says, "I
Life.
think that people should realize that Image is there and will always be there, and whether or not I'm involved in it that again, I think we'll have an announcement one way or another." Because the thing that I didn't remember is like in the documentary they talk how Rob was stealing talent from Mark. Well, the part that I didn't remember is Mark left Image and formed Top Cow and under his own imprint. And at this point in time of the article, Image was going to hire him back. So
Okay.
I thought that he was still a partner, you know, like but you leave the imprint, like you're
Yeah,
still part of you're
he was
still he was
still
still part of the board. He
right.
was there to deter, but he
Yeah,
had
he was still
left
an
his
owner.
he had taken his imprint and left. And I forgot about that because I remember in previews that Top Cow had its own section, like it in previews there
Yeah,
was
that it
its own
was separate
section.
from. Yeah, I forgot about that. But now that you mention it, I do remember like when it came back to Image because it was weird. It was like Image Top Cow.
Yeah. And then there was interesting in there, like, I never read Dark Horse's Foot Soldiers, but that sounds fascinating because it just has, like, Kelly Jones art and some crazy stuff. And it
Yeah, I'm not
looks like it
familiar with
was
that.
going to, like, Rob Liefeld quotes. So Jim Krueger. And it has names like Keith Giffen and Jeff Smith, Alan Davis, and Matt Wagner. And I'm like, wow, that sounds cool. And then. It says the Batmobile finds a new parking spot. This I didn't remember, but it kind of shows like how Kevin Eastman didn't give a fuck about how much he spent, because Kevin Eastman bought the 1989 Batmobile from the movie and donated it to the Museum of Fine Sequential Art.
Really?
I don't
Yeah.
know if I knew about that. That was
Yeah,
fascinating. This
he did a
book
lot
is
of crazy
so
stuff.
good. I mean, it's so good. It talks about like how Homage Comics, founded by Jim Lee, was joining Image because he kept it separate because of the two distributors. Like he wanted his hand in Capital City and then Diamond, and when they merged, he
Okay.
decided to bring them
Put them
together.
together.
But that's where
Interesting.
he had like Astro St I forgot he had Strangers in Paradise there and Leave It to Chance. I remember Astro City.
Yeah, Astro City. Yeah, he did it. Yeah, the
Yeah.
early Strangers of Paradise story.
And then Broadway Becomes Golden. I didn't know that Broadway acquired I mean Golden Books acquired Broadway Comics. Like I didn't know
Oh, they
that.
did? Did they
Yeah.
release anything
I don't
after
think
they
so.
merged?
But then it had this comic celebrities share Halloween memories, and this is fascinating. I'm gonna summarize some of them, but then I'm gonna read one. Joe Manderera says, "My wife dressed up as Vampirella and gave me a surprise I'll never forget."
Oh,
I can
boy.
just imagine. Keith Giffens is great. "I decided everyone else is throwing away Tootsie Rolls. I thought I'd give away a comic book. So come Halloween, a kid comes to the door and opens up one of his store-bought Halloween sacks. It's about half full, and I take out a stack of comics and drop them in his bag, and it blows out the bottom. There's an explosion of candy all over the place, and the other kids all backed away with an OG Nevermind look on their faces." Well, the kid was not pleased. The mother was even less pleased. She went off on me like a drunken sailor in Shore Leave. That was a great story. But the one that says it's entirely true that sort of blew my mind and gave me goosebumps because I like Halloween stories is from Jim Shooter. And it's a little bit long, so just bear with me. It was Halloween afternoon, and he was 11. I was a paper boy and was looking to enlarge his route. I was soliciting potential News Post Gazette subscribers in the neighborhood some distance from my home. I approached a house surrounded by high, overgrown hedges and an unkept yard. It looked dark inside, but you never know, so I knocked. I was suddenly nearly overcome by an irrational urge to get the hell away from there in a hurry. Then the door opened. A pleasant-looking woman, I'd guess in her 40s, invited me in. Then she just stared and asking me questions about myself, about school, about things I was interested in, nothing improper, and yet it was on some level disturbing, more and more as she asked question after question. Finally, feeling almost desperate, I interrupted her in mid-question, croaking out a pitch for the paper. She said she'd like to subscribe, but she couldn't, and looked sad. She got up and led me back to the house toward the front door. I wanted to just bolt, but I kept telling myself not to be stupid, that there was no reason to be uncool. I looked back, and she was in the entrance to the hall, barely visible in a dim light trickling in through the living room windows. She said that she'd enjoyed our talk. I mumbled something incoherent and left. The next day, I passed by there again, soliciting subscribers. I saw that there was a for sale sign in the front, mostly hidden by overgrown weeds. In the front of the woman's house, I asked the neighbor about the lady next door, and she told me that she died a year before, and that her husband and son, the boy around his age, had moved to California. And then he said, "Absolutely true." And I'm like, "Holy fuck! I mean, if that's true, he was talking to a
Crazy.
goddamn ghost. Holy shit! This Wizard magazine is awesome."
The Jim Shooter ghost story.
Yeah, and there's others. I mean, I could go on for hours. I just don't have time.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about those old magazines. Like, there's gold in them issues.
Yeah. And
Just
then
gotta
there's
hunt it
other it
down.
makes you want to like read more. Do you know what I mean? Like things you didn't experience and
Stuff that was going on that you didn't know about.
yeah. I like Rob Liefeld, but man, he's kind of an asshole.
Well, I like him.
Even on Twitter, like his.
Yeah, I like him, but I like him like from a distance, you know? I like watching him from a distance.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'd like to work with business. I wouldn't want to be a business partner or anything with them.
Oh, hell no. But I wouldn't
But for like
mind
this
have
book.
been like working for him in the heyday when he was giving cars to everyone.
Yeah, well, I should also say, if I had the business, an opportunity to do business with them, I wouldn't turn it down either. Say that
Yeah.
too. If he wanted to be a, one of the, publisher for Geek Brunch Comics, I wouldn't say no.
You'd sell your soul.
I
You'd be okay.
just read the contracts before I sign them.
Yeah. So I ate Twinkie cereal this morning.
Twinkie cereal. I don't know if I've seen that one.
It tastes like Twinkies, like if you eat them, just plain. They're pretty close, but
Yeah.
it's when you add the milk. God dang, it's sweet. Like it is, and this is weird for me to say, like it's too sweet, 'cause you
Yeah.
usually say that, but I don't, and it is too sweet. It's way too sweet.
I like that they have all these weird ass cereals now.
Yeah.
And they have weird Pop-Tarts too. I saw at the store they had Fruit Loops Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I'll try those. I didn't like the Fruit Loops birthday cake, though.
Do I have that one? I think I had that one.
That was a disappointment, and that only came like in a fucking large family size bag.
24 pack or
Yeah. It didn't come
whatever.
like in the smaller trial,
They're trying to get
packets.
rid of it. They're like, this is disgusting.
Yeah, limited edition.
Yeah, let's just put it in big boxes and make it limited. We'll sell out this production of it. Be done. That's a shame. Well,
Yeah.
should we get to previews?
Yeah, let's do this. So, like we introduced the show, I have to go into work today on Sunday. I went into work yesterday. Hopefully, I'm not going to stay late. I'm trying to say, well, while Barb's at Costco and doing other things, I'm going to be at work. But where do you want to start? You want to start with the DC or the Marvel?
It doesn't matter to me.
Let's start with DC. This was the smallest DC insert I've seen in
Is very, it's
quite
like
some
half the
time.
size of the Marvel one.
Yeah, it was very small. And I think, there's some interesting things going on. I don't know if you heard, but the collected editions, Dan DiDio said, weren't making money, and that's why I'm getting like refunded a lot of money
Are they
lately,
canceling a
because
bunch
they
of them?
can't cancel it. They're changing the trade dress, like for the House of Mystery Omnibus. Used to have like the standard trade dress where you'd have the name on the side plus the number, the volume, and
Yeah.
maybe some other stuff. But now the volume 2 came out and they changed it entirely. There's no volume number. They put House of Mystery on it, or it's House of Secrets or whatever. And it looks terrible. I mean, I don't know about how people feel, but the general podcasts I've listened to are very upset about it. Plus, like if Nightwing, they'd have like volume 2, volume 3, volume 4. They started soliciting with just title names and no volume number. I know Epic Collections do that, but I think they do that for a reason because they're not sequential. In other words, you'll have like volume 3
Well, the
and then
epics do
volume
on the back, though, don't
17.
they?
They do. On the
Yeah.
back, they have like what volume it is, but not on the spine.
So on the DC ones, is it nowhere? Like on the
No, it's
inside, does it
nowhere.
say or
It's
anything?
supposed to be like you read a standalone 6-issue arc or something. Do you know what I mean? But they're losing
That's
money,
true.
and the bad side is I think it's bad for consumers and it's bad for retailers because a lot of times, like us, we get through DCBS. So when we place our order at the end of the month or like the third week into the month, we can't edit our order anymore and they charge our card. So that means that if I ordered 4 Omnibi or Omnibuses or Omnibus, I think Omnibus is like moose. You kind of say Omnibus. But if you order four of them and three of them are canceled, they're holding up my money until they officially announce the cancellation. And then, so that may be like 2 months later or a month later, I
Yeah,
get
or
a
longer.
notification. Yeah, but they've held up 100 and, or I
Right.
don't know, $70 because we get like a good discount, right? But you add 70 times four, that's a lot of money. And then some places, like comic shops on big ticket items, they might take a deposit and they actually have to go to their cash drawer and pay these guys back or credit their credit card. So,
Yeah,
like,
it would
it's
stink
a.
for the smaller shops especially, because that's basically money that they were counting on that now
Yeah.
they're losing.
They might have already spent.
So that's gonna hit them.
Yeah, so you'll see a lot of changes in the back half here. And I'm guessing that a couple of things will be canceled, but if we open it up, I'm definitely going to get this 100 pager. I think it's going to be, it has quite the
Yeah, the bat. Yeah, the
creative
Robin one.
teams.
Yeah, I'll get that as well. I was going to get that one as well.
And
Just
I,
because it would be
it's going to be a
interesting to
lot of,
read.
well, I've been loving the 100 page giants. Like, I've been absolutely adoring them. I've been reading every one of them lately. And I think it's just such a good, I love the new stuff and I love the old stuff. Like, even if I've already read it, I just like to sit down and read it. And I think for $4.99, at least for this one's $9.99, which is more practical for 100 pages, but the Walmart giants, they're $4.99. They are so worth the money. I mean, they're the latest ones are going skyrocketing through the roof, and I haven't been able to find them. The Target one, they did a Target exclusive Batman one, and that's going for like $20 online, and I haven't been able to find it anywhere. And then there's the detective one that went direct to Walmart, and it's like $125 online now, and you can't find it anywhere. So there, like I say, I'm all in at DC. Well, I might not be if I can ever find these things. So what I'm hoping is that they're speculator high now, but
Right, and coming
6
back
months
down.
from now, I'm rolling the dice and saying, well, maybe I can get that later. And I just writing them down to make sure I don't forget.
Yeah.
But I'm getting this Robin. I haven't decided if I'm getting all of them, but they have the different versions, like 19. They have the standard cover by Lee Weeks, and I like Lee Weeks a lot.
That's a good cover.
And then they have a 1940s by Jim Lee and Scott Williams, 1950s by Julian Tedesco, Dustin Nguyen doing 1960s, Cary Andrews 1970s, Frank Miller 1980, Jim Cheung 1990, 2000s Derek Chu, 2010 Yasmik Putri. So, and a blank variant. That's if you add those up, that's quite the bill.
Yeah, $10 a pop. I wonder how do stores decide like what mix of cut titles to get? That'd be a pain in the
Well, my
ass.
shop would, at least they used to, this is before he's going bankrupt, but he used to get one, like a couple for the, like one of each on the shelf. And
Yeah.
what I would notice is that most of them would go, except for like one or two that just had, I guess just didn't have appealing covers. Do you know what I mean? So I
Yeah,
don't
so
know
I
if it
guess.
was one guy ordering or just picking as many as he could off the shelf or. Or what? Or just the ones that appeal to them.
Yeah, I guess you if you say like if you would normally order whatever like 10 copies of this issue, then you just kind of mix it up between the covers.
Yeah.
Maybe get two of ones that you think are hotter. I'll probably get the Frank Miller one.
Yeah, I shouldn't get all of them, but damn,
Because that'll probably be like a Dark Knight cover.
I haven't placed my order yet. I'd like to go see if I could see some previews of some of these before I make a decision.
Yeah, they always seem to release the covers very late, if ever.
Yeah.
Like sometimes not until like a couple months, like a month later.
Have you placed your order yet?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I haven't finalized yet.
I am gonna be picking up Adam Strange because I love the character. I'm kind of 50-50 on the creator, Tom King, because I think some of his stuff is brilliant and some of his stuff feels weird to me.
Yeah, it doesn't always work so well for me.
Well, this is why I don't like his writing. I think that with every book that he gets, he's trying to win an Academy Award. And sometimes it feels like very forced.
Yeah,
And
it's trying too
I
hard to.
feel it. I feel it. Like I could I feel it forced. This is just my like you,
Yeah,
I'm
you don't know
not
if
trying
it's
to
right or
argue.
not.
I'm not trying to argue with anyone when Daryl listens to this. I'm just trying to say how I feel. Like I think Superman Up in the Sky is brilliant. I don't care for Batman. I didn't care for Mr. Miracle. I like the Vision. This one, along with Mr. Miracle, I love Adam Strange. I love Sardath. I love Alana. I just love the whole strangeness. And he's not always heroic. If you read the di different incarnations of him, he's a guy that sort of came under something under circumstance, and he becomes a hero among people that don't b believe in heroes. Like they don't even know how to function because everything's sort of done for them. And then he comes from Earth and he's different. And not only that, but there's other things going on where like they can have sex, but they can't have babies. And then all of a sudden, Adam Strange comes and they can have babies. So he's like a sperm bank. But there's all kinds of weird shit that goes on. And then there's Sardath, who's you never know if he's good or if he's bad. I am excited for this just because of who it is. And you have great artists, Miss Gerards, and Doc Shaner is amazing.
Well, you'll like this. In the little interview and previews, it says, "Like Mr. Miracle, Strange Adventures is hugely ambitious. It's once again our attempt at something like Watchmen or The New Frontier."
And that's what he's trying to do with everything, and that's
Yeah.
why I think I wish he would just write a story instead of trying to be ambitious.
Trying to write the next great thing. But I mean, he's had success at his model, so
Yeah, he
that's the
has the
thing.
most
It may not work
Eisners. It may not work
for
for
you,
everyone,
but
but what the
it's
hell? Why
working for some
would you
people.
break the mold if you're winning an Eisner every year, right?
If you should sell it, and you're
Yeah.
making money, why
Why would you
not?
change the formula?
So we'll
But
see. I'll get the first one. I'll check it out.
I imagine you'll get the main cover because it's a dollar cheaper.
Yeah, I got the cheaper cover. Unless it's by someone who I'm crazy about, then I don't really care. Unless
Yeah.
it's a really beautiful cover. In some cases, I do get the other one.
It's weird too getting all my books from DCBS. This was the first month, and I'm getting a lot of dupes because when I placed my order, when I found out that my shop might go out of business, I
Oh.
immediate I
When he told you he was going out of
yeah,
business,
when he told
basically.
me, I yeah, but he called back and said maybe I'm not. So I just took the maybe as I had already made the move because
Right.
I knew that it was towards the end of the month and DCBS was going to close their,
Right, you
order.
had to finalize your
So
order.
what I did is I just said, you know what? All the DC that I get is under the bundle and I'll just get the bundle. So I just went to the order and just hit bundle.
Right.
And but I had already ordered pre-ordered like 10 books and I couldn't take them off because it was already hit that point. Where
Okay.
you can edit your order, but you can't delete.
Can't remove stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so I couldn't delete. So I got like dupes of things that I was getting from DCBS, but not from the comic shop. So I started getting dupes. But man, this box is fucking heavy now. Like, Jesus Christ. I am gonna get, I know you probably won't, but my video game ate my homework. Because I get all of this shit and Gotham High trade paperback.
Oh, is
It's
that
kind,
the young adult
yeah,
ones?
You know what's kind of neat about these young adult ones is if you go to Target, they're starting to show up. I was at Target yesterday. I was looking for the 100-page giant, and it's usually in the toys, but I didn't see it. So I went and looked at the books, and I was like, wow, they have like four of these young adult novels there, along
Nice.
with those popular ones that are sold, you know, like Dog Man and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
They were right next to it, so I said, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what they were trying to get. Well, that's the market they're going for.
Yeah.
And get the distribution in other places. And I like these ones because I know the library will get them, so I
Yeah.
mean, these are perfect for libraries.
So what else piques your interest in DC? Because I'm buying everything, and I just pointed out sort of.
Yeah, I don't have a lot. The only ones I have, well, I'm getting Hellblazer in single issues. And then I'll get the Beyond the Unknown Giant. And maybe the Titans Giant. I haven't decided on that one yet. And then the only other things I'm looking at are some of the collections.
Yeah, the collections, I'm getting the DC first issue special hardcover, but
Yeah, I'm thinking about
I
that
think
one.
that's a high probability they're going to cancel it. But
Yeah, I could see that. 'Cause I have some of the single issues, but I don't have all of them. And I don't know.
I have all of them, but to have them all in one place, like a collected edition, I think is amazing.
It seems like a cool thing to own.
It very cool. Like I'd be excited to own that. Plus, it's never been printed before in collected edition. You know, a lot of these have, so in some form or another.
Yeah. And it collects all 13 issues. That's
Yeah.
good.
And I'm gonna be ordering the Joker 80 Years of the Clown Prince of Crime. I love these 100-year, 75-year books. I think they're pretty amazing. So I'll
So
be
just like a
getting that.
best of type thing. And
Yeah.
then I'm thinking about the Freedom Fighters
Oh, that's
trade,
amazing. You should get it.
which,
That
well, it's
one they might
crazy.
cancel too, but
It's kind of crazy because it's 12 issues and it's only $25.
yeah. I'm gonna probably order it just to see if it gets printed. That will be a low print trade for sure.
Yeah.
And they go off of pre-orders, so who
I read the
knows?
first issue and I liked it, but I haven't read anything beyond that, so.
That's really good. I recommend it. And then I'm gonna do the Tales of the Batman Steve Englehart, even though I own most of the material in another hardcover. That one's just to get the Tales of the Batmans. And then the New Gods by Jerry Conway. I think that's going to be a hell of a collected edition right there. And of course,
Okay.
Shazam, the World's Mightiest Mortal, Volume 2. Volume 1 did come out, so I'm hoping that Volume 2 will too.
Will that be one where it won't say volume 2 on it?
I don't know. It says Volume 2 on here.
Yeah.
We'll see. You could still order the Volume 1 too. So, and people that are interested could order both of them. And then I'm ordering a Tom King book in hardcover because I loved it. I thought it was amazing. Superman Up in the Sky, one of the best Superman stories I've read. Probably, God, it's been years since I've read a good Superman story like this good. Like I
Yeah.
cried in this run. I loved it.
Yeah, I have that on my possible list. I don't think I'll have to look back because I know I didn't read the first one.
You should read the first one and see if you like it.
Have to find it. I'm sure I ordered it. Was that published by on its own or was it
It was on its own, yeah. It was a
included
Walmart.
in
It was
something?
published in Walmart, plus then it came out in
Oh,
singles.
then they collected it. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right. So I should have that. And that's all I have from DC.
All right. Let's jump to the Marvel book.
Marvel.
These guys just don't give you a break, man. They just pump out number one after number one after number one. Jesus.
Look how thick this thing is.
I know. So what they're doing is they're saying, look how small DC's is. Let's take away more of their business.
Let's pump them out and
Yeah, let's pump, let's
grow our
strip,
market
let's
share.
strip mine them. Strange Academy number one. I am going to be getting.
Yeah, I
It's
think I'll
like
be
an
getting that as
academy
well.
for magic users.
And there's a nice preview in previews as well.
Scotty Young and Herberto Ramos. Herberto is a guy that I didn't used to like his art, like when he was doing Impulse and stuff, but over the years he's sort of grown on me.
Yeah, I like his stuff.
Spider-Woman number one, I will be getting because I like Spider-Woman and I have every volume and I don't want to stop. But that's
That's a
by
good reason.
Carla Pacheco and Pierre Perez.
Yes. I'll probably get that. It's not 100%. As I'll probably get the Spider-Man Noir number one.
Yeah, that's by Margaret Stoll and Juan Fiera.
I do like Juan Fiera a lot.
Yeah, it looks nice. I'll be getting that too, just because.
I might get it just because of his art.
I think Hellions is a series that's continuing off another series they got rid of already, so it's the Psylocke Mr. Sinister story that started off in Fallen Angels, so this is just a continuation with a different name.
Really?
Yeah. But I'll be getting it along with Cable number one.
Interesting. Yeah. Phil Noto.
He also Cable was actually in Fallen Angels as well.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. The facsimile edition of Hulk 182. I think it's pretty cool that they've done 181, then they did 180, just came in this week, and then they have 182. So you can get all the expensive issues of
Oh,
Hulk in
so it's the.
facsimile edition. Yeah.
That's kind of cool that they did that instead of just doing the one, the main one.
Yeah.
Give you the whole story.
Right. And they have the Thor facsimile edition. Giant size X-Men number one. Jonathan Hickman's doing a lot of these giant sizes. So with Ben Oliver art, he's really good. I'll be
Yeah,
getting
I'll
that.
consider that one. They don't have one for a while. Then it gets into the just the regular issues.
I'm gonna do the Road to Empire, the Kree Skull Roar. It's a one shot coming out that sort of started in the comic book Incoming. This is a one shot leading up to the Empire crossover, and man, when they have a Kree Skull Roar, I just fucking love it. Like I've been reading Silver Surfer, and I'm kind of in the midst of that.
Oh, so you're into
Yeah, I
the
just I adore
the
them.
history.
A lot of good True Believers this month too.
Yeah, I'll have to look through those and figure out which ones I want.
You probably want Giant Size Avengers because that's a big one for only a buck.
Oh,
Marvel
right
number
there.
one, I'm definitely getting with Alex Ross and Kurt Busiek.
Yeah, I'll get that as well.
I love Steve Rude art too. Like I think his art is amazing. That leads us to Submariner Marvel's Snapshot, Fantastic Four Marvel's Snapshot.
Yeah, the Fantastic Four one's written by Evan Dorkin and Sarah Dyer, which is interesting.
Covers are amazing. Outlawed. This is like the Champions. Anybody reading the Champions? It's the Champions with the new title name. You know what? I buy almost everything Marvel.
Man, they're doing a lot of one shots that aren't really one shots, probably.
Yeah, because a lot of these tie into 2020, so they are one shots, but because I'm in the year of adopt a character of Silver Surfer, I'm getting Marvel Tales Silver Surfer number one. Normally, I don't get those. Man, there's a lot of number ones. Holy crap.
Heather.
Like, I didn't know that Atlantis Attacks is a continuation of Agents of Atlas, but I luckily I ordered it because I'm loving Agents of Atlas, but I wouldn't have caught that
There.
if I didn't know. Man, there's a lot of comics that this publishes. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, they got tons of stuff coming out. Man, issue after issue. They got a lot of series going on right now.
They do. I'm trying to see if there's any new number ones that pop up in the middle of the.
There's some more one shots on like page 80.
Oh yeah, those are tied into the games.
Is that what that
Not,
is? The Marvel, oh
yeah,
yeah, Marvel
Marvel
Avengers video
Avengers.
game. Yeah. Then the Star Wars stuff.
They have the Conan section, the Star Wars stuff. Ooh, Star Wars Bounty Hunters. That's gonna be good. I've always liked the Bounty Hunters.
I thought, where's that on my list?
It's on page 98.
Oh, there it is. Oh, I didn't have that. To move that over. Yeah, I like the. I usually get all the Star Wars number ones.
I'm
Then I can
all in.
decide
Those
what
Kylo,
collections I want to
did you
get.
buy the Kylo Ren? Star Wars number one?
I'm
It's
sure I did.
the reason I'm telling you is because it's going skyrocketing on eBay now.
Oh, is it? Oh,
You
because
can
of the
get rid of
movie?
it. I don't know, because it's not his first appearance. He came.
Yeah,
He
there's been other ones, haven't
was
there?
in other comics. I don't know why it's so hot, but it is. He just had like a Agents of the Rebellion Kylo Ren or something like that.
Yeah. Weird.
Oh, it was Agents, yeah, it was the Rebellion.
Yeah.
But number one and two, man, they're on the hot selling items.
I wonder if it's just because they came out like right as the movie was coming out.
It could be.
Weird. That might be one where it's hot now and then it comes back down later. Strike while the iron's hot.
Collected editions. I'll be getting this Marvel Classics Comics Omnibus hardcover. I just think that this thing
What's
is going to have
this?
such a small print run.
This is a terrible solicit because I passed by that page and I didn't even notice that it was a.
Yeah, it's kind of like the
That there
Classics
was the solicit
Illustrated. They're
for it.
taking.
Oh, I remember seeing this one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these are old comics where they like interpreted books or whatever, right?
Right.
Adapted them. I have no interest in this.
I don't either, but I do. I do from a collectibility
Yeah, from a
standpoint. So
collectability,
I just think this is gonna be such a low print run. A lot of people are not gonna order it, and I think it's gonna be one of those obscure things that is gonna be like $500
yeah.
10 years from now.
In the future. I could see that, because even stores, I mean, unless someone comes in and asks for it.
Yeah, it's gonna be a niche. It's gonna be a huge niche. Like
If you're gonna.
this is for the people that wanted the cliff notes of all the books. Like, you got a book report and they're like, "Oh, I could go read a Classics Illustrated or a Marvel Classics and get the
You don't need to
story
do
and do
that
the book
anymore.
report." Yeah.
So now it's just people who either got the originals and have some kind of fondness for them, or people who just like comic book interpretations of books that they love, I guess.
Yeah, and it's weird too because it doesn't start with number one. So I'm not. I only own like one comic of this. I think it's Red Badge of Courage. And I don't know what number that is, but.
Where do you see the? Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, 13 to 36.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to 1 through 12?
I don't know. Maybe it's rights or something.
Didn't even notice that.
Maybe it's public
Interesting.
domain versus non-public domain or something. I definitely have to find out if I have this Spider-Man Ben Reilly Omnibus Volume 1 because I might have to order this. It has a beautiful Romita Jr. cover. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is nice.
God dang, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a great cover. Oh, and there's your Age of Resistance collection.
Yep. Those are good one shots. They're pretty cool. I liked them. I read most of them.
I think I got a bunch of, I don't know if I got all of them, but I got a bunch of them.
I read the General Hux, the Kylo Ren, Poe Dameron, the Rose Tico, Snoke. I haven't read the Rey yet because I didn't order it for some reason, so I had to purchase it elsewhere.
I got that
I
one.
haven't read
That
the
one I'm not
Captain
sure about.
Phantasm.
Probably got them all. I don't know if I got the General Hux one.
The
I think I
General
got
Hux one was
these.
interesting, but it was more of a Kylo Ren story. But it did show like how he became such an asshole, you know, like with his father. I think he killed his father, if I remember correctly. I'm gonna get the Conan Omnibus. This is Volume 4. Volume 3 just came in this week. I just got it.
Pumping them out.
Yeah.
So
And then the
it's
Solomon
every 3 months,
Kane. This one's gonna be
almost.
interesting because I didn't even think they had enough material to make an omnibus from this.
They just bring out a Solomon Kane collection recently?
I think one from Dark Horse
Maybe that's what
when
I'm
they had
thinking
the
of.
rights. This one's from Marvel. I will be
That's
getting
probably what I'm
those
thinking of.
for sure. I'm tempted on all four omnibi.
That's gonna be a heavy box.
It was weird this last week. I got two shipments. They were late on one shipment, so I picked up a shipment on Thursday. Maybe it was Wednesday. Wednesday night, I picked up a shipment that I held at the FedEx place. And the lady tried to lift it, and she was like, "God damn, what is this?" And I lift it. She put it on the scale and says, "Man, it's only 22 pounds, but it feels like 50."
There.
But it was only 22 pounds, and it was heavy. I don't know if it was just 'cause it was so long. It was sort of a bulky box, so it felt heavy. I don't know.
Yeah, it must have been just the center of gravity or whatever was
Yeah, and
weird on it.
the interesting thing is when I order statues or omnibus, they use this bubble, like this bubble wrap, and they're all air pocketed. But
Yeah.
when The interesting thing is it bursts the box sometimes because when the box hits a high altitude like Colorado Springs, I
Yeah.
think the air expands and it tries to blow the box up.
Oh, 'cause the bubbles
Yes.
expand. Oh,
So this
interesting.
last box, it looked like it was coming apart.
It's like bulging. She's like, "What's in this thing?" This
Yeah.
bulging box.
I'm not going to buy this, but I thought it was fantastic. The Future Fight First trade paperback. That was some good comics.
What page is that on?
That's on 122. That was those one shots we liked.
Oh,
Luna
yeah.
Snow, Crescent, IO, White Fox.
So what's it collecting?
It's collecting all the
All
one
of it?
shots. Yeah.
Oh, are they just one shots? I thought there were ongoings.
No, they're just one shots.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Let's see the Epic collections. Those are the ones I'll be getting.
What did they have this month? I don't even
Epic
know.
Collection Thor Volume 6
There it is, yeah.
and Iron Man Volume 17. And that looks like it's it.
The only epics I get religiously are the Gruenwald Captain Americas. Because I want to get a full run of his stuff. And I had a bunch of it in trade paperback, but now they're just doing the epics, so it'll be easy to get
Wow, that's
them.
gonna be expensive, man. That's four epics because they have a Star Wars Legends and a Legacy and a Clone Wars.
For which?
On page 155, there's two more epics. So that's four epics and four omnibi. Holy mackerel. Do you know epics are not, well, you have a couple. They're not light.
No,
They're
they're packs, man.
a thick paper, man. They're
Yeah.
heavy. Matter of fact, I took to the storage unit three trade paperback boxes, and I kind of merged them into my bookshelf that I have in there. And I needed more bookshelves because, man, I'm filling these things up like hotcakes.
Those epics are like 500 pages.
I'm working on the Silver Surfer now. I still have to finish the Conan one I started. I gotta finish that sometime. So that takes us into the big previews.
The and Image. Well, of course, I'll get the number ones. Got a new Hickman number one, Decorum.
Well, let's go through the free comic book day. Was there anything that struck your eye?
I can tell you which ones I'm getting.
Hey, did you? Oh, you haven't placed your order yet. You know how sometimes they don't. Sometimes it does the pop-up and sometimes it doesn't. I
Yeah.
wonder if this year if they'll have it.
I like started my order because I wanted to see.
Yeah.
And it did they did have a th like a tab before it or something where you
I'll
could
keep an
select.
eye on because I'm just gonna select them all. Might as
Yeah,
well,
because
right?
it tells you how many you can select and then it gives you a page where you can just check them off.
They have a
Hey.
DC hidden one, which means it's probably original material, which I'll be getting.
My gosh, this is so hard. Okay.
The Image one looks like it's a first appearance of Firepower.
The new Kirkman book. I'll get that for
Yeah,
sure.
that's gotta be. Ooh, the Jack Kirby, The Epic Life of the King of Comics by Tom Scholey. That's my
Yep.
must buy.
That's a no-brainer. I'll be getting that one.
That's must buy.
And then I'll get the Valiant one.
I'll get the Viz because the Viz actually got me to buy stuff this year, so. The AWA, the Resistance number one. That's weird because they're charging for one. Is this the full issue?
That's weird. It looks like it might be. It
So
looks like
why
it's
would you
number
order
one.
the.
48 pages. I don't know. Why am I ordering? Why am I getting both?
Yeah.
Then again, can I not get both? I don't know. I think I'd have to get both.
I'm getting both, but there's a Silver Layer secret one too, but DC hasn't been doing a lot of the original stuff. I bet you're gonna want this little Lulu one.
Yeah, I always get I get that one every year. Always get the little Lulu. Love my little Lulu. Even though I have all that stuff already, that's okay.
The Humanoids has Enter the Incal, Mark Waid. I'm gonna do that.
Wonder if I put that on my list here. I'll probably get that Korean comics one. The Manhwa Korean comics.
Where's that?
That's on 34.
Oh, yeah. I like getting that guide to collecting. I always think the Overstreet stuff has some interesting articles. I like those.
I always get the tick. There's always a tick one. Won't get the Blade Runner one because I already have it. But I highly recommend everyone pick up that Blade Runner
That's a good.
2019. Check it out.
So that takes us to Image. And you already mentioned Decorum.
Did you see both Titan and Vault have free comic book day picks this month? And 20,000 AD, so I'll get all those.
What was false? I didn't see it.
There's this Brandon Sanderson's The Dark One.
Oh yeah, I like those. I'll be getting that for sure. I'm just gonna hit enter.
The bundle.
If it's like every year, they, because of how much I buy, I'm not limited.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
can get
just
them all.
ordering them all. Decorum one, like the cover looks amazing. I like the cover to that.
Yeah, I like the preview art. It's nice. Mike Huddleston.
Mirko Adolfo's Mercy. I
Yeah, I'll
liked
get that.
Unnatural. That's a six issue. They give preview art on that too.
Then there's Stealth number one, a new Mike Costa.
Yep.
Have to get that. Got all these creators I like.
Yeah. Die Die Die's back. This time it's solicited. The Outer Darkness Chew.
That's interesting.
Are you going to do any of these, like 920 London Call original graphic novel or Maneaters?
I'll get a not Maneaters, but I'll get the 920 London one because I just read the this creator Remy Boydell did the
Yeah.
art on the Pervert from Image, and I just read I'm actually reading it right now, and the Pervert she did the art for, but she didn't write it, but it's really good, so I'll get this one as well. Then I'll get the Marked Volume 1. Probably Coffin Bound number 1.
The art in Coffin Bound is amazing.
I know, I still
I like
remember
Coffin Bound a
it.
little more than the Marked. I haven't read Nomen Omen yet.
I haven't read that either. I'll have to read that one. What do I have next? Let me go to my
Dark
list.
Horse. Are you going to get X-Ray Robot?
Of course, the new Mike Allred book. I will be getting it.
I like that cover by Chris Somney. I just think that's amazing looking.
I saw on Facebook. Apparently, that's a what's it called? An
A
homage
homage, yeah.
to the a Madness, the band Madness cover.
Yeah.
It's cool. They're both cool.
Adrian Moody is back with Starship Down. I'll be trying that.
Yeah, I'll be getting that. I'll try any of these sci-fi minis.
And then I'm not sure there's a lot of new stuff. I think it's all.
Lots of collections and continuations.
Yeah. A lot of them ending. A lot of their minis are ending this month. That takes us to IDW, unless you have anything in Dark Horse.
There's one on page 105. There's a panorama by Michael Fife, however you say his name, who does Copra. Which this is like a reprint from,
Is this Michel Fife, the guy who does?
yeah, Copra.
Does he spell his name like that?
Yeah, I think so. I assume so.
I thought it had an E at the end.
I don't think so.
Huh.
How do you? I don't know how you pronounce it.
Is this in black
Michelle?
and white? No, it says full
Mikel?
color.
Is it? That's weird that the artist they show is black and white.
What is Chiaroso? Corot. It says Panorama blends chiaroscuro. What is that word? With a kinetic line.
I know it's some kind of Italian art term.
Oh.
I know there was a there was a comic called, that's how I know, because there was a comic Chia Rosso. I think it was from Vertigo.
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago. I could be wrong on that. I'm slightly intrigued by the Empowered Omnibus Volume 1 too.
It's black and white, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Collects volume 1, 2, and 3. Which I think I might have volume 1, so I should probably just go ahead and read that.
You ready for IDW?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to it. There's a lot of Dark Horse in here. Sheesh.
130 on page
A big
130.
section. All right, IDW.
I'm getting this Transformers versus Terminator because it's cross property stuff. And I find that fascinating. Even if it's two properties I don't care too much about.
Is an interesting one, though, because I don't know. It seems like they're like very distinct properties. I mean, I know they're both robotics and all.
Yeah. These things are interesting too from a collectability perspective because they have permission now but they might not have permission in the future to reprint it.
Right.
So it's kind of like one of those things, do you want to jump on now? Like you'll never see like a reprint of Marvel and DC stuff or some of the other crossovers that happen, so might as well jump in now. Even though I'm still enjoying the Transformers proper for the first time. I never got into Transformers Galaxies, but I hear really good things about that.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you led off with Transformers versus Terminator. You're not really into either properties, because both of those things, like, I've read some Transformers and I enjoy what I've read, and Terminator, I mean, I've seen the movies, but I have no loyalty to either of those things.
Yeah, I've been picking up a lot of Terminator lately from Now Comics and
Oh, yeah, I
all
remember
kinds of
that.
stuff just because I'm coming across them in the dollar bin.
Yeah.
But and then I bought the I bought Terminator Burning Earth, I think, because it's the first Alex Ross cover and interior.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, that was more for
Yeah, for that
the
reason.
creator, yeah. But I am bought. Like I said, this is the first time I'm sort of keeping up with IDW's Transformers, and I'm enjoying it.
Cool.
Yeah. Didn't think there was a lot of new stuff in the IDW section. There's Star Trek Hell's Mirrors by J.M. DeMatteis.
For the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Urban Legends, it says this is
Yeah.
the last issue of the original run, and I think they're going to bring out, like,
Four more issues,
yeah,
yeah.
more issues continuing the run. So,
God, I just didn't know it was that. Because I'd much rather have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in color than in black and white.
I don't care about the color versus black and white, but I kind of wish I had it in some in any form.
No, but I didn't. I wish somebody would have told me, because like I didn't know the Eric Larson connection. If I knew the Eric Larson connection, I would have bought both.
Yeah, I didn't see his
But I'm still
name
having
on it.
trouble tracking down some of the originals, and they're like some of them are not cheap. Some
No,
of them are like
that's
35 bucks, 50 bucks.
that's
Some
crazy.
of them are cheap and you are affordable to get the originals, but I'd sure like to have them because I didn't know that like Eric Larson was inking some of these, and
Yeah, the earlier ones, right?
oh man.
Do I
There,
got
there's a.
next?
I'm getting that Star Trek Hell's Mirrors because it's Khan. I love Khan.
Gonna get that just because it's a one shot. And it's written by DeMatteis, right?
Yeah. I'll be getting a Judge Dredd False Witness. I'd highly recommend on 151. Napoleon Dynamite at Peach Pedro, if you're a Napoleon Dynamite fan. It is amazing.
Yeah, I missed the ball on that one, but I think they brought out like a one shot that I picked that I bought.
This is a great series if you love the movie. Like me and Barb love the movie. It feels like the movie. I've watched that movie like 20 or 30 times already, so.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
Yep.
every time it's on, I can't take my
Can't
eyes off of it. It's like Friday Night
change the
Lights. I just
channel.
can't
Yeah.
change the channel. Dynamite.
And I'm getting this crow leffy, how do you say that word? Lathe? I don't know. In single issues. It's a Tim
Tim
Seeley
Seeley,
Crow
yeah.
series. It's 'cause it's about a sideshow, so.
You like that kind of thing.
And I like the sideshow stuff. And it's only three issues, so. They have three issues. I hate three issues 'cause Like it doesn't work for my model.
Yeah, it doesn't. You almost have to go singles or just wait for the trade, but then
I should have got the singles.
yeah, it's weird to have just one issue and then a three issue trade, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Killing
Sucks.
Red Sonja.
Yeah.
I'll be getting that. That's Mark Russell.
I know. Yeah, for sure on that one.
I have no idea what F. Paul Wilson's repairman Jack Scar is, but I'll be getting that.
Is it based
Looks
on a
like a
book or
James
something?
Bond type thing. I don't know.
His iconic character. Written by series creator F. Paul Wilson. Oh, art by Antonio Fuso. I do like Antonio Fuso.
Yeah. Plus, it's got good words from Dean Koontz. I know Barb likes him. Andrew Vosh and Douglas Preston. The art samples look pretty cool.
That's a hardcover, though. Why'd they do that?
I think it's one of those things that they think they can market not as a single, but here's the whole story.
Yeah, I guess if it's based on a book, then they're hoping the book collectors will
Yeah.
pick it up.
They've been doing that with James Bond too. Like if they're doing like GoldenEye or whatever, Casino Royale, they'll go directly to hardcover.
Yeah. I should be able to
Vamp
find that at the library then.
Vampirella, the cover A and cover B are gonna be mine.
Will be mine. Cover A. Ooh, my goodness.
Lucia Perillo is amazing. And then Gilliam March.
Those are all nice covers. Let's face facts here.
The story is kind of weird, though. This is like the one of the weird stories that I don't know. It's very weird. I'm almost caught up to it, but I like the Vampirella Red Sonja one better, and the team up one with the Archie characters. Red Sonja Age of Chaos has a Luciana Perillo cover again. It's amazing. See these Dynamite covers, it's hard for me just to get one cover. I just can't.
They do have the nice covers.
It just breaks me because I can't like they just have some. Especially the cover A's. I like that they're going with the Lucio Perilla covers because they're like a must-buy for me. But the interesting about the Deja Thores ones are, god dang, they're all like pulpish. And I am a sucker for pulp. Holy crap.
Let's see. Oh, they're doing the Perillo. Yeah, this month all the cover A's are the Perillo ones, huh?
Yeah. The James Bond covers pretty have been amazing for this run. At least I've enjoyed them. And who could turn down a Jay Lee cover? I just love Jay Lee. So I'll be getting the Jay Lee cover A of Red Sonja. And then they have the Red Sonja Vampirella, which I usually buy just the Faye Dalton cover A. But that Robert Hack, man, holy crap. It's got a cover that says Spicy Space Stories.
Where is that?
I'm 188.
Yeah, that's a classic pulp cover.
Gonna get both. I have to.
I like the Faye Dalton one, though.
Yeah, the Faye Daltons are like a have to have just because they're usually the cover A. Another Jay Lee cover on Vampirella Red Sonja on 192. I don't know why, but I think that Erica Henderson pick cover is pretty sexy. I don't know why I do, but I do.
Looks like an Archie cover, kind of.
It does, but I just like that
Much
she's like got her
sexier,
leg
though.
on, she's got her leg and stretched out on her shoulder, and I don't
The other
know.
one between your legs.
Yeah. Another Lucio Perillo cover on Vengeance of Vampirella. God, they're beautiful. They just pay this guy to do every cover, eh?
And you know, his covers, I'm sure, like look so much better on the comic than in previews too.
Yeah. I know people that don't even read Vampirella and just buy it for the cover.
Yeah.
Like, literally. They don't even like Vampirella. Boom Studios.
Boom. So on 202, I'll be getting Wicked Things number one.
Did you read Giant Days? Is this a continuation of that?
It's returning to the world of Giant Days. Did I read it? No. I'm curious about it.
The art looks pretty cool. I like the preview pages. Yeah, I'll get that. I'll get King of Nowhere
Yeah,
on the
Tyler
next
Jenkins art in
page.
that one. That looks weird. The mysterious village called Nowhere, home to a friendly populace of deformed, mutated, just left of normal citizens. And he has no memory of how he got there. I like those kind of stories. And then I think that's all I have from Boom.
I get a lot of their titles though.
Ongoing stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of ongoings that I'll get in the collected versions.
Blaze has no new number ones, but I do get a lot of all of them.
I'm gonna need to switch to my other books to find the page numbers.
Looks like Action Lab has a new imprint called Action Lab Discovery, which might be like a kid's imprint.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Looks like they're going for the.
Action Labs.
It's on page 232.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even notice that that was Action Lab.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. The kid's book. We'll be getting that Sweetheart, which is a Danger Zone book.
Yeah, I'll be getting that too.
Then I'll get all the, yeah, all the Aftershock number ones.
Yeah, didn't we go to an Aftershock panel? We did with the Stephanie Phillips, or was she not there? I
We
thought
did go to one, yes.
she was there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought she was the one with the pink hair, purple hair, short. I think she was there. That's Artemis and the Assassin.
Yes, and then there's Join the Future. Didn't know it. So their books are $4.99 now.
Holy moly.
Is it just the number ones?
And
Well, it's weird. Their
it's no
number
more
ones are
page,
$4.99.
no more page count either.
Odd.
Interesting.
Yeah, because the number twos are $3.99.
I'm gonna have to like ask Martin if he knows anything about that.
Yeah, I wonder if that's if they're going to that
That's the new norm.
is the price point.
My pick of the month is on 246, which is Billionaire Island number one.
Oh
Got Mark
yeah.
Russell and Steve Pugh.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
What a team.
The A team.
That's gonna be fantastic. Just fantastic. Billionaire Island, where everything goes if you can afford it. But they're about to learn that everything comes at a high price. Yay, rich people getting their due.
Did you notice from Albatross, the Grumble Memphis Beyond the Infinite? It looks like a wrestling cover.
I saw it, but I didn't really. Brand new jumping on point. Joined on the rescue mission by Tala's ex-pro wrestling uncles.
There you go. It's got the wrestling angle.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll get number one because I'll probably just get the trade anyway, so.
This is a gorgeous cover.
And then I'll get the Alterna Giants Trespasser 100 page because that's the one that's one series that ran before I started getting other single issues. So
The Giants are just reprints, though, right?
yeah, it's just I never got the Trespasser single issues, so.
I accidentally ordered a giant came in this week. It's weird because they don't like have the square bound. Usually a giant has a square bound.
Yeah,
So
100 pages
it's
usually.
a very yeah, this they don't square bind it. It's very weird.
So it's just regular
Yeah, it feels
stapled.
weird. Yeah. It
Man,
feels weird like it could burst.
that's
I don't
thick.
know.
Yeah, that's gonna be thick.
American Mythology, the third volume of Eternal Thirst of Dracula. I love it. I just want to point out that Bedtime Stories for Impressionable Children number two is coming out. The first one had Jim Shooter writing. This one doesn't, but that was a fun series.
Wait, how? What? Is that a reprint?
No.
Did that first one come out like a year ago?
Yeah. They don't like care about like numbers. Do you know what I mean? They put them out whenever they
Wow.
put them out.
How's number two just coming out?
Like the Eternal Thirst of Dracula, this is the third volume, but they only do two issues per volume, so and they're pretty far apart. Zorro Timeless Tales.
I gotta think about that bedtime for. I'm gonna have to get that bedtime stories. If they're only coming out once a year,
Yeah.
might as well just get the single issues. I'm gonna add it to my list.
Zorro Timeless Tales.
Yeah, that's a. That's the French stories, right?
Yeah.
That's fascinating. I love it when they do stuff like that.
Yeah. And I'm
Yeah,
happy.
originally published in France. Fascinating.
They're doing fun stuff with Zoro, and he's one of my favorite characters of all time. I'll be getting
Yeah,
the Casper,
I'm getting a
the
shit
ghost,
ton.
Casper the
Ghostly
Ghostly Trio,
Trio. Yeah. Laurel
and
and Hardy,
Laurel and Hardy.
1972.
I just bought
Fantastic.
this. The DC version, it's only one issue, and now they're reprinting it.
Oh, is this like a special?
It took me forever to track it down. And now they're finally reprinting that.
Reprint. Oh man, I love all those old. I'm hoping they do a collection eventually of all the old Laurel and Hardys.
Yeah.
Even though I'm getting them all in single issues too. They do have some collections of some of their stuff, Underdog and Casper. Classics and the new stuff. Which I'll probably get the Casper Classics one.
Where do you see that?
On page 255.
The trade paperback?
Yeah. And then Antarctic. I'll probably get. I have to decide if I want to get Planet Comics number 2 and Offworld number 2.
Yeah, I'm all in almost. I just started Gold Digger too, so I don't know if I didn't get Cat Shit
Yeah, I'll have to
one.
get Cat Shit because it's a 3 issue.
I didn't buy that. And then I don't think I'm gonna get the Buns of Steel.
Yeah, I'm not going to get Buns of Steel. But I usually get all the anthology type books so that they bring out.
Yeah.
Let me see what my next. Oh, Super Duck number 1.
Yeah, I was curious about that. Normally I wouldn't get that, but I'm curious about the creator, Frank Thierry, writing this.
Yeah.
And it's a series for mature readers. So
Oh yeah, a new adult comedy.
it does not look like mature readers if you look at the cover.
Yeah, I'll get number 1 just to try it, just to see what in the world it is. Oh, and I'll be getting the Betty and Veronica Friends Forever. It's all relative. Get to know the
Yeah.
siblings and relatives of Betty, Veronica, and other notable figures in Riverdale.
And
Meet
it's only
Veronica's cousin
2.99.
Leroy, nephew Liam, and Mr. Weatherby's nieces.
Wendy and Betty's cunning cousin, Jessica.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'll get that. Meet the family.
I'm tempted on a Wave New World. I just don't like the price point because I like everything they do. Do you know what I mean? I like believe I
Yeah.
believe in I believe in them as a publisher that I'll enjoy everything that they do.
I'm the same place as you. So this K-Rell's Ring hardcover, $25. The science fiction adventure weaves together personal stories on the outer frontier, form stories of exploration, redemption, and a sense of belonging. And the art on the cover looks great. No, Dustin Weaver cover. Yeah, I have to look more into that one, who the creators are,
Yeah.
what they've done. Because it is tempting, but that's a lot to sink into something unknown.
It is. If it was like 15 or 14.99, I think it's a little more
Yeah, if it was a
Trade
soft cover for 15,
paperback, yeah.
yeah, I'd probably get it.
Well, you know what came in just this last week? Remember that weird book we ordered about the AI mystery novel or the murder?
Oh, yeah.
Harley or Haley? That
Yeah.
came in.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
That's the one we took a gamble on, right? Because of
Yeah.
the concept.
Came out
But
pretty fast, though.
that was just a trade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was less of
That wasn't as big of a
a
risk.
gamble, yeah. You see, Avatar is re-releasing the
The
purple
war,
foil
yeah, the Warren
editions
Ellis
of the
ones.
Warren Ellis ones.
Those fuckers. Because I
So,
think I paid more firm from
oh, did
my
you?
comic shop than I
I don't
did
think they were
this.
that much, though, on my
They weren't
comic shop.
that much, but they were close when you consider you get a discount
Yeah,
here,
with
and
the
then I don't
discount.
really have to worry about shipping too much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I highly recommend Angel Stomp Future, number one. If you want some true Warren Ellis, Juan Jose Ripe. You can't go wrong. It's disgusting. Fantastic.
I'm going in all in on this AWA stuff.
Me too. I'm well.
Did you
So
know
first
that
they
this
have
was
the.
Axel Alonso? When he left Marvel, this is his company.
Yeah, I think I saw or read somewhere, saw somewhere that who it was. But all I know, they got some like heavy hitters for their first releases here.
Yeah, they do.
Like John Michael Straczynski, man, I'm all in on that one. Forget it.
Deodato.
Then they got John Lee's horror book. He's the one he did like Sync and did a Where Emily Is Gone or whatever it was called.
Yeah. The two that sound the most for me Archangel because of the heaven and hell crap and Hotel. Actually, Red Border sounds really interesting too.
Yeah, I didn't even look and see what the descriptions were. I just
Resistance sounds a lot like what Warren Ellis has played in familiar grounds with that Rising Stars for Image.
Yeah,
Sounds
when I read the
very
description,
similar.
it didn't seem very original. It's the end of the world and people start getting superpowers.
Yeah.
But I like Straczynski stuff, so.
Did they ever finish Survival Fetish in singles? Do you know? Is that one of the ones that's fucking us that you had to order the
Don't know.
Christmas one time?
The one-time one-shots, which still haven't come out. I don't know.
Survival
Let me see.
Fetish was 1 through 5. Does this tell you what it collects? Yeah, 1 through 5. So that one did finish. Let me see if Jade Street did.
Here we go. Survive. Let me look. Survival fetish. Fetish.
Jade Street had 4 issues, so did that have 4? Yep, 1 through 4.
Survival fetish looks like it came out.
Yeah, it did. I have it. I can tell you
Okay.
right now it did.
Yeah, I got that in singles.
Devil Within.
It's weird. They're bringing out like collections, a lot of
Devil
the
Within was it 4 issues?
collections. Think so.
Yeah, so those were all completed.
Was gonna say, is that a Tula Lote cover? Yes, it is.
Devil Within? Oh
Yeah.
yeah, you could tell. Damn it.
Don't need to get the collection just for the cover.
Yeah.
Black Box has a Militia collection from Chuck Dixon.
I bought
I
those in
enjoyed.
singles.
Yeah, I enjoyed. I'll get the collection. I enjoyed the that number one.
I'll probably be getting the Amazing World War II Stories graphic novel.
What page is that on?
285. Just because I like war stuff.
Capstone Press.
Another publisher that I'm very curious about is this Clover Press. Except they're going directly into like trades. So they have like Butcher Knight, and they're doing reprints of stuff usually.
Yeah.
Really obscure stuff.
Yeah, I saw the Butcher Knight and the Wraith are both reprints, right?
Yeah.
Or collections of old stuff that probably never got collected. And where's my next one? Let's see.
My next one is on 298.
298. Fantagraphics?
Yeah. I'm getting I Think He's Crazy. This is reprinting some things from National Lampoon.
Complete collection. Yeah, I don't know anything about this one. That is interesting, though.
I don't know anything, but I think it's an interesting collection.
Yeah, I remember the National Lampoon magazine.
Yeah. Interesting price point, a hardcover for $22.99.
It is. I thought this was an interesting concept from First Second on page 300. The Phantom Twin. It's about conjoined twins where I think they try to get separated and one of them dies, and then the one that dies becomes a ghost. So it's like a ghost conjoined twin.
That is weird.
Which is a very unique concept that I'm surprised hasn't been done before. I saw that. I'm like, oh, that's really interesting.
Well, Gene Lung Yang has Dragon Hoops, and I love basketball. And he did American Chinese or whatever that was, Eisner Award winning book.
Yeah, he's really
will be getting this one, Dragon Hoops, because
that's your wheelhouse.
I live basketball for most of my life, so.
And it's high school. It's totally your wheelhouse, high school basketball.
Totally is my wheelhouse. Full Moon Features. I'll be getting this Deadly 10, the Shadow Heart Curse. Sean Gaborin. Every story has a beginning, something before medium. Adriana Delegis moves to an estate in Italy, something before she meets a ghost of Luca Fausto or a demon brother Marco. Find out what comes before the film starts. So I guess this is a prequel to a film?
Yeah, it must be. I've never heard of this one.
I think the cover, it looks like gothic romance, which at least the cover show looks like that.
That's intriguing. And just because he's doing it, it should be good. The Shadow Heart Curse. See, those are good, though, because if you get them and read them and like them, then you can go watch the movie.
Yeah. I don't really want to go to work anymore.
You have stuff to do, though.
I want
to
read comics, man.
Getting tired. We got to crank through these. What's the next one I have?
Oh, we still have half hour. No. It's already 10. Well, we got about 15 minutes, half hour.
All right, we'll hit the high points. I don't know what page this is on. Hexagon. What page is that on?
I might
page
have passed.
312.
Well, before 312. Then, there's some interesting things.
What did I miss?
Humanoids. Nick Neven and the Bloody Queen.
That is a supernatural trade. Which
it's
Warren Ellis says
Jock.
Is an honestly chilling, surprising, human, and brilliantly structured murder mystery. Dang. That sounds good.
So does Retina.
Retina?
Yeah, Retina. So
Retina?
Retina!
Retina!
By Benoit Revere and Filippino Scafoni. One corpse, two dead women, LA's biggest crime conspiracy. Sold.
Plus they got the Metal Herlot collection too.
I don't know what that is, but it's Jeff Johns on there. Kurt Busiek. What the hell?
That was
is
an
this?
Old magazine.
Do you know anything about it? Do you have one?
I don't think I have any, but I always remember hearing about it. It was it's kind of like a heavy metal, but in like Europe.
Jeff Johns, Guy Davis, Kurt Busiek, Jerome Pena.
Let's say it's in 2002.
Sook.
After the French version shut down, Humanoids relaunched a limited 13-issue anthology to establish a creative bridge between the U.S. and Europe. So this must collect that. Selected works.
Damn, there's three things to get from Humanoids.
It's too much.
That
I'm
one's
only,
a little expensive.
I'm only one
but...
man.
You convinced me. I'm adding it.
Ugh, I can't afford all this stuff. Plus, and I also don't have enough time to read all this stuff.
Hexagon on Impact Theory is where you were next.
Yes, I'll be getting that. Hexagon number one.
That looks like a Tron.
Well, it says, it's the 1980s, and all Don wants to do is play video games at the local arcade. Sold.
Yeah, that looks interesting.
Don beats Crucible, a game long considered unbeatable. In this instance,
yeah,
his will
you know what this reminds
down.
Me of? Is a cross between Tron and The Last Starfighter.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it The Last Starfighter?
Yeah, if you remember The Last Starfighter, he only became a Starfighter because he beat the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds very similar. Then I got Hellfighter Queen from Mad Cave. You'll be getting that too. It's Mad Cave.
Where do you see it? Oh, I've got some before that.
It's on 317.
I got Red got? Range Beneath the Flaming Sky on 315. This one was a Kickstarter, but I don't like this guy's Kickstarters, and I'm much more happy going through.
Just getting them from
Yeah, just getting
Diamond.
Them through previews, supporting him that way, and then I get my money refunded if it never comes out. And a Kickstarter, he keeps my money, and I never get anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't gotten any other Red Range stuff.
You just got the Pink Lemonade. I thought you did.
That's not Red Range, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, It's Alive, though.
Yeah, I do get some It's Alive stuff. Yeah, but I do the same thing. I get it through the... Through previews.
Mad Cave, I'm all in. Over the Ropes number 2 just came out this week. I want to read it, like, because it was so good.
Yeah, if I was getting the single issue, that would be top of my stack for sure.
Hellfighter Quinn. That looks like a Fight Club type thing, right? In some kind of Fight Club tournament against assassins,
Yeah, looks
cyborgs,
like
and other beings of imaginal power. So many good things, man. Why don't I, if I could be just retired and just order the catalog, I'd just say, give me one of these. Just give me one of these. Give me one.
take this, I'll take that, I'll take that. Oh, then we got the
Normally,
new oh, go ahead.
not in my wheelhouse of fantasy, but I am gonna try Dryad.
Dryad, yeah, I'm gonna get that. Well, that's Kurt Wiebe, who I liked,
Yeah,
so.
Curtis Wiebe. And lately I've been breaking the mold in fantasy and I've been enjoying myself, so who knows?
Yeah, that's from Oni. Then I got, what's next? Oh, the next ones are the 20 2000 AD stuff.
Oh yeah, because they
If
have
they have
that like
anything before
the
that.
best of, right?
Yeah, they got some a couple of interesting things coming out.
The best of 2000 AD number one. That action special one shot looks amazing too. Five dangerously provocative stories of 2020. Garth Ennis and Mike Dorey tell an explosive world. Oh, you sold me already. I'm buying it. Explosive
Otherworld.
World War II story starring Hellman. Enter the controversial and Arctic world of Kids Rule Okay by Ram V and Henrik Sahlstrom. Henry Flint reveals a new kind of horror in Hell Machine. Xena Hutton and Staz Johnson bring Dredger out of retirement and Hookjaw! Hookjaw's back!
I
Shark!
Return of Hookjaw. And this is
Fuck yeah!
expensive. It's like $12 for 48 pages, so I'm guessing it's like magazine size.
I don't know, but I'm getting it. I didn't
It,
ex.
like a, it must be magazine size for that much.
That Garth Ennis and then Hookjaw? I mean, I can't miss it.
Yeah, Garth Ennis War and then Hookjaw.
Hookjaw, you've hooked me. You add two themes like killer sharks and World War II. You have me. I'm more excited for that now than Best of 2000 AD, which is Alan Moore and Miscellaneous. You got Alan Moore, John Wagner, and Dan Abnett.
That's 100 pages for
Jimmy
$5.
McCulfey.
That's
That's more
crazy.
value though. That's more value for than the one that I'm ex more excited for.
Well, this is just like a sample. Was this a sam? Is this old stuff or new stuff? It's the
The
best
best
of,
of
so
is old.
yeah.
The other one is like
Yeah, that one's
2020. It's
new.
brand new.
Yeah.
It's a weird price point, but god dang, it's awesome. It's too awesome to. I'm gonna have to tell Kirk about this. I'm like folding the page. I gotta make sure.
Make sure he knows about it. I'm sure
Yeah.
he does. Then on the same page, Red 5 has Dragon Whisperer. I'll get that because I like dragons.
Well, not only that, but just as a positive, Eric of Cowabunga got the whole story already. Like, you know how some comic shops will get like a.
The
Yeah,
preview.
he said it's amazing. He said he read the whole thing and said it was
Oh,
amazing.
I didn't notice it's also steampunk.
Yeah.
Steampunk and dragons. Yeah. Take it. And then the next thing isn't for.
Are you gonna get the mall trade
No, yeah,
paperback?
my next thing isn't until the next page. For sure! I'm so excited! I can't wait to finally read that. I've been waiting forever for that. I should have got that in singles. Stupid. I've been waiting too long.
This Kyra Alien Jungle Girl number one, I have to do a double take on that one because I think I kickstarted
Oh, really?
it. Yeah.
I mean, that's Craig Rousseau art.
Yeah. I think I kickstarted it. I gotta go look it up.
Should see how, let me know how it is.
It's not out yet.
What, the Kickstarter?
Yeah, I haven't gotten it yet.
They better
But
hurry up. They only got a couple months left.
I'm pretty sure I bought this. Looks so familiar. North Bend number one, Tululu Tay cover.
Yep.
Getting that. Yes, sir.
Nice cover too. Of course.
White
Yeah.
Ash, I already kickstarted, so
Yeah, I have the trade or hardcover of that already.
I've been too goddamn lazy to put the Kickstarters in the database, but I better get on with it because I can't tell if.
Seeing to what you've gotten.
Yeah.
And then this also from Scout Canopus number two. I gotta consider getting that one because that's one I got the number one at Heroes last year.
Which one?
Canopus. It's the first one under Scout.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to decide if I want to get it in singles.
Did you read it already?
Yeah, I read it right after Heroes, and I liked it. So I have to decide if I want singles or collected. Then there's the Runners, Volume 1 and 2. I'm a fan of Sean Wang's Runners.
What is it? I'm not aware of it.
It's like a sci-fi, more like on the humorous side.
Huh.
Sci-fi books that he writes and draws.
Source Point Press. Wow, there's another Kickstarter I supported, The Fuhrer and the Tramp. That
How's
was
that?
really good. I
Did you
liked
read that
it.
one?
Yeah, that was good.
So I'll have to get that. And I was going to get that Hank Steiner Monster Detective too.
Yeah, I'll get that.
The art looks cool. I don't think I'm getting any of the other ones.
I've been getting these
Because,
rejecteds.
yeah, I haven't been getting any rejected. This is a collection of the rejected. I didn't get any of the singles.
This isn't a collection. These are coming out as graphic novels.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I haven't gotten any of the graphic novels then.
Searless, Turken, and the Great Divide one shot. The Viking Queen, the Sleepers in Shadow one shot.
Yeah, I'll probably get that. The Viking. Is that. Have they brought out other Viking Queen ones? Oh, I'll have to research this.
Let me check.
Because they're bringing out a bunch of one-shots, but they're like
But you know what? They've
continuations.
been yeah, Viking Queen has been out, but she had another one shot.
So I think they're just bringing out like series in one-shots, which seems kind of questionable to me.
Well, it's kind of like the Geek Brunch model. Comics are goddamn expensive to make, man.
So you got to
Do
see
a
how the
one
first one
shot, do out
does.
the first one, and then put out another one shot. Hey.
Yeah, I can see that, I guess.
And if you're good at it, at least what we've read from Source Point Press, they've been good at like telling us a complete story, you know? Like you
Yeah,
don't feel
that's true.
like, oh shit, it's continued. It's got a beginning, middle, and end.
So I'll think about those. Now my next one isn't till
Titan Comics.
Titan.
The Big Hoax. And Miss Tree, Volume 2. Hard
Yep.
Case Crime. Yes, please.
Yep, Hard Case Crime is back, finally.
Yes, even though you have to pay a lot more goddamn money for it. At least we're getting it.
Well, the mystery, of course, I have to get because I love mystery. And
I
then, yeah, the Big Hoax is a. I'll have to look into that one because that's a reprint of like a European.
Did you see the art clips though? They're
Yeah,
awesome. It's
it looks
awesome art.
good. It
A
does look
national
good.
scandal unfolds as a young woman in a banana republic encounters a notorious hitman known as the Iguana, who will
Yeah.
stop at nothing to conceal the truth.
I know that there's been like the iguana is like an on like a ongoing character that Trillo writes about. So I don't know where this falls in the saga. It is tempting for sure. And let's see, what else is there?
I'm gonna get the Jack Kirby Collector's Standard Edition number 79 because it's talking about OMAC.
I had that on my list as well.
And then it says plus Mark Evanier's 2019 Kirby tribute panel with Kurt Busiek, Buzz Dixon, and others. And remember how good that panel was that we went to?
I do
I
remember
wonder
that.
if there's some more great stories in there.
So is that, I wonder if it's just talking about it or if it's a transcript of the panel.
I don't know. I would imagine it's a transcript.
That's like there's a huge interview with Jack. I like that.
One of my favorite covers of all time, though, is OMAC throwing the build a friend.
Yeah, it says a cover based on Kirby's original unaltered cover art from OMAC number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic cover. I am tempted. And then Valiant has a new XO number one.
Yep, I'm getting that.
Yeah, I got all the number ones. Then I think that's the only Vault or Valiant that I'm getting.
Vault has a new comic called No One's Rose.
I will be getting that. I do not pass on Vault number ones.
Yeah.
Learned my lesson. Then we got a money shot trade.
That was so good. That was another one that I loved.
Yeah, I'm
Plus,
excited.
it's got Rebecca
Super
Isaacs, and
excited.
I'm a fan of hers. Like, I really like her. On 372, I think everyone should be buying the Creeps. I just think
Yes.
for $6, Bill, that is so worth your money. It
Oh,
is
you
just.
cannot. It's crazy that that price point is so low.
Yeah, I don't understand how they can have that price point because the art in it is phenomenal.
It's
And it's
packed
not.
full of stories too. I mean, like
Yeah.
dollar per like minute spent reading.
Yeah.
It's crazy because that's going to take you an hour to get through.
That's what I'm saying. It takes about an hour to read. It wait, I mean, like the value of time for page is amazing. It's way better than the standard comic.
And just the reading experience too, because it's big and
Yeah.
oversized and
I'm gonna read one today. I'm gonna read one today. I have to, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna read a Creeps,
gonna
another
get
one.
through it. Yeah, that's crazy. Especially if you're getting it with a discount. It's like that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like $4.
I am so tempted not to go to work today. I mean it's bad, but I'll just get up earlier and go in tomorrow.
Don't you have stuff to do today, though?
I do, but I do, but I got pretty far yesterday. At least my code compiles.
There you
Now
go. That's progress.
I gotta worry about deployment, like how to the logistics of it, and testing,
Yeah.
which usually is a, oh God, I didn't think about that. But oh well. This one I'm gonna get from Zenoscope, Shang, number one. Another dragon cover.
Yeah, is that like in their world or is it a
It's in there. It's
standalone
part of
or
the Nexus. It's in their c
okay? Oh, Guardian of
continuity.
the Nexus, yeah.
I think he's one of the members of the realms of the night, the Knights of the Realm, or whatever it's called.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I just torn because I like cover A because of the dragon, and the guy looks amazing. But then you throw out a tattooed legged woman like with a dragon. I don't li I'm not a tattoo guy. I rather see skin. But when you put a dragon on a leg, I'm a sucker for that. Or like if you got that, like
You're a sucker for a dragon on a lady's leg.
or one that goes all the way up her back and then drops down the leg. I don't know. It's tough. And that's
Understood.
a John Royal cover, and I like his art a lot. I usually
There
get
you
his
go.
G.I. Joe covers.
That is a nice cover.
I'll be getting the 2020 annual. Well, I'm all in there, another company I'm all in. But I'm gonna point out Dragon's Blood trade paperback. We like that one. It's
Yes,
on
I'll be getting that one.
378.
Why don't I notice that on my list?
This might be a record breaking.
Is no
Because
small
I
feat.
haven't even gone through my manga section, and the thing I've heard like tremendous things about is Menage 3. I've heard it's amazing.
I have the first book of that.
And have you read it?
I have not.
On 392, they're soliciting 1 through 5.
And that's just like a comedy. I think it was a web comic, so you could probably find it online.
Don't know what it is, but I'm
But
very interested. I'm
yeah, I do
also
have the
very
number one I
interested
need to
in
read.
the Star Wars: The Legends of Luke Skywalker
What
on
page is that on?
394.
Who is Luke Skywalker?
And I think there was another one. Can't remember. Those are the ones that.
This is interesting. Adapted from the novel by best-selling author Ken Liu. So I wonder if this was like a Japanese novel, Star Wars novel that they're turning into a comic.
Yeah. And then the other one that's tough is I ordered Toilet Bound Hanako-kun Volume 1, and I haven't read it yet, nor has it come in, and they're soliciting Volume 2.
Oh, man. What are you gonna do about the toilet monster?
I don't know. Got toilet monsters, and I was like, that's interesting.
It is. Toilet bound.
I hope last month I ordered the volume 2 of the second one about that high school. God, I hope I ordered that.
Oh, the drifting classroom.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, I guess we could wrap this up. We got through previews.
We did it. We only went a little bit over.
Yeah. I gotta take Harley for a walk and then I guess go into work.
And you gotta motivate yourself to go into work.
I'm only gonna work a couple hours. Maybe if that.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate that you have to work, but I'm glad we snuck in a little time here.
Yeah, I got to release Geek Brunch still. I haven't released it. I'll release it tonight when I get home
You should
back
release
from.
this one first.
You think so?
Well, because it's so people have time to get their orders in.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll change the numbering around.
Unless it's too much work to do.
No, I don't think so because I haven't published it yet. I just
Yeah.
have to save it off as a different number.
Yeah, just change the number on it.
All right. Well, you can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. The best place to reach us is at Twitter, at DBM00, at Mike Myers Brunch, Mike at comicbooknoise.com is the email, Bill at comicbooknoise.com. My comic's done, Bill. I just have to figure out the lettering. I have cover A.
Yeah, you said on the issue episode that hasn't been released yet.
Yeah.
Yes, that
And I
is
gotta think of a
fantastic
logo. Think of
news.
a logo.
I've been trying to think about that.
And then think if I'm gonna color it or not. I don't know.
Logo design.
It's so overwhelmingly complex.
Yeah, and that's a matter of, I mean, you have the black and white art, so you know what that looks like.
Yeah.
So you know how it would look if it was published as black and white. So you have to decide.
Yeah, if I want to be a walk the next Walking Dead, they get an A&E or if I just go for it to be the next Star Wars, I don't know.
Tough.
Yeah. And
But
we're on
exciting.
Facebook at geekbrunchpodcast.com.
That is true. Yes, and let us know if we missed anything from previews.
I don't think so. We went cover to cover.
Or if you are going to try some stuff that we've suggested.
The one that surprised me that I didn't have plans is that Garth Ennis one. I didn't see that. If it wasn't for the best of, I would not have seen that.
I've noticed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed it. And I did see that it had Hookjaw, and I was like, oh, Hookjaw.
Well, that's what drew my
Coming
attention is the
back.
shark on the cover. And I'm
Yeah.
like, what? They
Yeah, but you
sold
can't
me.
beat a. I'm just curious to see it when it comes in, because I want to see
They
what kind of package
yeah,
it
they do a
is.
lot of magazine type styled stuff.
So it should be interesting. Or if it's going to be square bound or what.
Yeah.
But I'm fascinated, and it's got the Garth Ennis War, and it's got the sharks. It's got
Yeah.
the Ram V.
There's so many that I there's things in humanoids that I want. There's three books in there, but they're high price point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's like, God dang.
Yeah,
If I
some of those,
could
I'm
just
gonna
cut some Marvel and get those, I but I don't want to cut Marvel.
have to. Yeah, for those, I'm gonna have to do a little bit of research.
Soul searching. You're gonna
See
have
who
to do some soul
the creators
searching.
are, see if I've read anything by them.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to take Harley for a walk, and I will talk to you again soon. Hopefully, things will get back to normal.
Yeah, hopefully your work gives you a break one of these days.
I knew it was going to be bad. Like, I told you when
Oh,
coming
coming
back the
back from break?
holiday,
Yeah.
I didn't know it would be this bad.
That bad?
I didn't imagine it. I didn't think it would be. I thought it would be a couple of bad days, like long days, but not like, oh Lord.
The whole week. So is it just a deadline thing? Like you're trying to get done
Yeah,
a certain
it's
time?
insane.
Yeah. Well, hang in there.
Yep.
Hopefully it's
Hopefully,
over soon.
yeah. If I could get through 2 more weeks and things work, then I'm taking some time off,
Take your
man.
time off. Yeah,
Even
you
if it's
should.
just to breathe. 'Cause tomorrow's like a holiday for some people, not for me, but
Yeah, not for me either.
I wish it was.
Yeah, you'd have to work anyway, so.
Yeah. Yes, that what fucking Saturday and Sunday. Like every time I go for my reviews, there's like, what's the most important thing to you right now? And I'm like, work-life balance. It really is.
No, it is a big
It is the most
concern.
important thing to me. And I'm beat. I don't even want to go. I'm beginning to hate it.
I can see why. Yeah, that sucks if
But
that
me
kind
and
of schedule with
th
no
there
break.
there's I work on a program now that me and this guy got hired at the exact same time and we're on the same program, so we just celebrated our anniversary together. And he caught me outside the other day. It was our anniversary on Friday, and he said, happy how many years we've had, and he's like, yeah, I'm counting. He's like, I'm counting the days. He said, as soon as I turn 55, I'm leaving. And he had the day count. And I said, you're not gonna hang around to hit 30? And he goes, no. He's a couple years older than me.
Yeah.
So he's really got a plan.
Planning is his exodus.
Yeah. Well, he's had a tragic. He's had a bad tragedy. He lost his wife
Okay.
like a year and a half or 2 years ago. So his like plan like totally changed. Like
Yeah.
he had like
Changes
all
your
this
life plan.
stuff, and it's like he doesn't necessarily like know what he's doing now because all his plans were based on him and his wife.
Yeah.
But he does know that he's literally not doing it anymore. Like he just can't.
Doesn't want to anymore, yeah.
Yeah, and he even says, you're working these crazy hours? And I said, yeah. I said, I'm burning out. I'm like a candle burning out. Like I can't like physically do it anymore. Like it's just too much on my body.
Yeah, I can't imagine. It's been a long time since I worked that kind of schedule, and I don't honestly know if I could
Yeah. I remember doing it.
this
Like
point.
I think it was around 3 years ago, I had the same kind of thing happen,
Yeah, I
but
remember.
I was a little bit better. Well, that's when I thought I had a heart attack too, so I don't want to lead down the, I don't want to
No,
go
that kind
down
of
that road.
stresses. Yeah, it's dangerous for
Yeah.
us.
Well, that's when I checked myself into the hospital. I was like, I'm driving myself in. And they just said it was a panic attack. Like, I guess a panic attack can manifest itself as a heart attack.
Yeah, because your
Like,
heart starts
the
racing.
symptoms of it, the shortness of breath, the pain, the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
I don't want to go down that road again.
Yeah, especially like work isn't that important that you want to risk your life
No.
for it.
I've worked too goddamn hard I want to retire if that's the case. I've even been thinking of things. They have these programs where you could like work part-time, which is I think like 30 hours a week instead of. That looks really appealing to me.
Oh, they have that as an option for where you work?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I do know the people who I work with, they've done that. Like, the closer they, once they start getting closer to retirement, they switch to part time
Yeah.
to kind of ease into it.
I think that is something I could do, but I gotta find out more about it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Financially, I can do it. Like,
Right.
It's just how things will go. But on that note, I think I'm gonna try to take my dog for a walk, get some exercise, and then go
Back to
fight the good fight.
it.
Come home, hopefully bagging. I haven't inventoried 3 weeks of comics, so I'll hope to at least scan them into the database. And then I have plenty of bags and boards. I had another shipment arrive of 1,000. So
Okay. You're set for a
I'm
couple
hoping to
weeks.
do some of that and then maybe read an issue of Creeps.
Nice. Well,
Yep.
enjoy the
But that Wizard
time you're not
magazine
working.
is looking at me too, 'cause there's so much gold in there, man. A lot of the Halloween stories were fascinating.
It.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll talk to you later.
Gold. All
Bye.
right. I'll see you later.